the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Aww. Yeah, everything's kosher, yeah. Huggy.
Mom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Yeah. Silver Wilt.
Hey, Hug.
Hey. And J. Anthony Brown.
You need a hug, Hug?
My man, Joe Torre.
What it do, Huggy Low.
I would ask you guys how was y'all weekend, but I already know the answer. Better than mine. But sounds to a J. Joe, even though today I feel like Lassie eating cantaloupe. Melancholy. It didn't start out that way because Friday I was in St. Louis, Joe hometown, having a good-ass time. Me and Chris performed at the Ambassador. Michael Brown family came out to see us, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
We met his sweet grandmother, Tom Silver. She said we made her laugh. Oh, I was on cloud nine. I even stopped past Sweetie Pie for a second. But Tom Silver, J. Joe, they have a place in the Loop called the Rib Shack.
Yeah.
The Rib Shack?
The Shack.
Oh, Joe, the food is so good, I'm thinking about relocating and getting me a neck tattoo. Our plates were the size of the iPhone 6 Plus. Oh, we were having a groovy time in the Loop. Really? And then on Saturday, the On the Run tour with Jay-Z and Beyonce aired on HBO. Oh, my goodness gracious. They put the Hova and Beyonce in HBO. The Carters had more hits than Boardwalk Empire, Tom. Sybil, I must have air humped for 2 hours straight. It was like virtual Pilates. It was so good, I held my pee because I thought I would miss something. I couldn't sit down, Sybil, and even when I sat down, I was standing up. Do you know I heard people were charging their friends and family to watch it on HBO?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I hope you listening, Cousin Otto. I'm starting to think that Jameis Winston got suspended on purpose so he can watch the On the Run tour with some crab legs and soda pop, y'all. Tom Silver J, do you know how many weeds Beyonce messed up with women trying to bob their heads at home singing I Woke Up Like This, flinging their prepaid weeds across the room?
Oh, my God.
See, they don't know. They believe Beyonce. They don't know. She got a different kind of weed, Sybil. Her bundle is in a different tax bracket, Sybil. Oh, I was having a good time until Sunday. Y'all see the eagle circumcise my skin?
Whoa.
I was looking at the TV like John Boehner be looking at President Obama, y'all. It's too early in the season to have an ulcer, Tom, because I sure the hell have one. I know it's all downhill when they try to kick a field goal and it made a loud noise. It hit the pole like, doop. Did y'all see the Eagles and Redskins fighting?
I saw that.
Yeah, man.
That was a switch watching NFL players fighting on the field. We need to spell our name R-E-S-K-I-N-S. No D. Just call us the Redskins. The Redskins. I mean, the Eagles were scoring quicker than a mofo jumping over the White House gate. Have y'all heard about this? Two mofos jumped over the White House gate within 24 hours. I mean, it's time for electric fence or gate and some pit bulls at this point. It's ridiculous. Where was Secret Service in Cartagena? One crazy mofo made it to the door. To the door, y'all. I'm starting to think this White House fist jumping is a part of a tourist package on Groupon or Living Social. What's next? Ziplining? This jiggity is unacceptable. They asses need to be fired. Where's Guardian of the Galaxy crew? Put Bruce in front yard. Jay, you pluck one person. One person. That's all it takes. Pluck one person. The rest of them crazy mofos will unfollow quicker than Roger Goodell on Twitter. Y'all have fun in Cleveland. Hey, y'all not getting no hairline restorations, are y'all? Because you know they don't work with bald heads. It's just going to look like a horizontal box.